Text 2. Garages.
Did you take your car to Greenham's garage to be repaired, Bill?
Yes, the day before yesterday. It's in good shape again now. Apparently, I needn't have worried about that terrible rattling noise underneath. It was only a loose wire and they fixed it in 2 minutes flat.
Was there anything else wrong?
Oh, yes. They found about a dozen other things that needed replacing.
That's always the way. You take the car in for one reason, and they find that everything else is wrong. In the end, you pay twice as much as you bargained for. But at least Greenham's people are fast workers.
Yes, thank goodness. We had to go to Birmingham yesterday, and I thought I'd have to hire a car or borrow someone else's. But my own car was ready in time, so I didn't need to hire one after all.
Of course, Greenham may be fast, but he's expensive too. I didn't have to go to him, of course. I think I'll try somewhere else next time something goes wrong.
It doesn't matter where else you try. All garages are expensive these days. You just have to pay up. There's nothing else you can do.
And sometimes you can't even be sure that they've done the job you've asked them to do. Last year, I had to take my car into a garage in Brighton for an emergency repair. And I wasn't even allowed to stand in the repair shop and watch while they did it. Union rules or something.
Well, they probably didn't want you to see how simple the job was before they gave you the bill.